Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wins Women of Wisdom, everyone. Today I'm blessed enough to have Kelly Stone, who's going to talk about women's empowerment and her inward journey. And I meet you me today. We're having technical with Skype, so that's why I'm on a cell phone doing this. But believe you me, if I drop out of this phone call, Kelly's going to keep talking. I'll call right back in. So it's not, and she's laughing at me because she just heard that. And so it's not that big a deal. We just, to Kelly, is why did you start your company?
Wow, great question. I'm really glad to be here and to be able to share some of my, you know, thoughts and ideas about women's empowerment. And it's really interesting that you asked me that question because I was just writing a blog post about, you know, why do I do what I do? And, you know, with all the challenges that come with being a coach, with being you know, in the self-development field and also being a woman who deals with a chronic illness and some other things that, you know, just life in general, you know, it's hard. It's hard to live your own life, let alone to serve others like this. So really, my answer to myself is because I have to. I must, because it's my purpose. It's my calling. It's what I'm passionate about. And I, trust me, I've you know, gone through times before when I've just wanted to quit, you know, and just, you know, stop the momentum of this field in my life. And when I have ever crossed, you know, come to that point, something has always stopped me. I've stopped myself because I know better. I know that's not the answer. You know, for me, I am here to serve in this capacity, and I don't always know what that looks like. I don't always know where all that's going to lead me, but I continue to do so. I started working in, I want to say, sort of in the self-development field almost 7 years ago with just blogging. You know, just writing articles that I thought would be inspirational and help somebody out there. And that's, writing is one of my passions. So that was one of the things that really got me going in the right direction. And I realized that in doing that, how much I loved knowing that something that I experienced or a thought, a feeling, an emotion, an idea that I put out there may have changed someone's life. And that feeling was so overwhelming for me, the feeling of gratitude that I had the opportunity to do that I realized I really wanted to work with women more closely, one-on-one, and, you know, have a greater part in their transformation as my own, you know, as I transform my own life and my own business and ideas. So I guess that's kind of the easy answer, you know, the quick answer of, you know, just that I really, this is who I am.
And what is your chronic illness? I know you mentioned in your answer in the first question that you had a chronic illness. What is that?
Well, chronic illness is not something that's new to me. I actually dealt with chronic migraine disease for almost 15 years of my adult life, and that actually disappeared about 3 years ago. I was able to finally come to some conclusions about dietary needs and allergies. And there were some other things that, you know, obviously happened emotionally and spiritually, but I had finally just drew the line in the sand, and I said, enough is enough. You know, I said it a little bit more colorfully, if you know what I mean. I looked myself down in the mirror and just said, you know, basically, F this. I'm not doing this. anymore. And less than a week later, I figured out that a lot of my chronic migraine issues were due to dietary allergies and intolerances. So that all changed. But this last January, right after Christmas, I woke up, stepped out of bed, and my left side was half numb. I could feel it, but it was very disturbing. It felt like like when your foot goes to sleep and you can't wake it up, it felt like that. Mm-hmm. And I shook it out, and then I, went to the restroom, and I felt like that my arm was that way too. So I'm like, okay, what is going on? And because I had had the history with the migraines and complex migraines, there was a lot of really wonky, weird symptoms that you can get with those headaches. So I'm thinking, okay, I've got some weird headache going on right now. And, proceeded to go to the ER, and they did, some tests. They finally did an MRI. And it was very apparent to the doctors in the ER what was happening. It was not a stroke. I mean, they actually thought I had a stroke at first. But they were pretty 95% sure that I had MS, sclerosis. And
really?
It actually wasn't the first scare that I had. It was, the first one came about a little over 4 years ago. They had actually found a lesion in my brain at that time that caused a little bit of strangeness on my left side, but they did not give me a diagnosis at the time because it went away. I had a follow-up MRI 3 months later, and it was completely gone. So they chalked it up to, oh, it's just inflammation. It's not MS. I can't give you that diagnosis because multiple sclerosis doesn't, the lesions don't go away. Even if they heal, they still leave a scar, and that's why it's called multiple sclerosis. Sclerosis meaning scar tissue. So anyway, that was a real interesting thing to go through after being, recovering, going into remission from chronic migraine, and then, having this hit at the beginning of the year. It threw me for a while, but I just, it was really a beginning of a really huge transformation for me in realizing that, if the universe is going to keep throwing me these challenges and this adversity, I'm going to keep rising to the occasion. I'm going to keep standing up and saying, is that the best you got? I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. I'm not going to stop serving women in the world. I'm not going to stop writing books. I'm not going to stop being who I am because I'm sick or whatever. And so that became a really strong point in transformation and in really facing my own reality, facing my own truth, and facing that, there is so much that we can accomplish even in the midst of adversity. And it actually ends up being catalyst for other people's transformation. Stories like that are safety nets and spiritual safety nets for others, to grow and transform. So yes, I want to say it's fairly mild. It's not relapsing, remitting. So that means that it can come and go. The attacks come and go. I'm not in a continual state of an attack by any means. There are challenges that happen all the time with the cognitive challenges as well as physical challenges. And just, have to be really careful. I have to watch how I walk and go down the stairs and those kinds of things.
How has that impacted your business?
Well, honestly, I want to say that since that, we'll say mid-year, I published a book in February, so that was after my diagnosis. Of course, I had written the book, The Butterfly Payoff, for the, previous 4 years, so it was, work that was already there. However, went ahead and published that, went through kind of a lull, a down period where grief was really hitting me. It was hitting me hard, and I knew that it was going to be okay because it always is. You know, it always seems to be okay if you just stand your ground and you don't make decisions based on emotions. And so I stood my ground and I just kind of got to a rock bottom place and I just said, you know what, something's got to change here. I need to really, really dig deep and figure out what I'm doing with my business and, you know, why I'm doing this. And I was introduced to someone who really changed my life as far as my business, and I went through a business academy called Rock Your Feminine Type Academy and was trained to learn how to help women to identify their unique feminine types and superpowers to live life more fully and authentically, and also to learn how to brand their businesses and help them to apply the feminine typing to their business so they can attract their ideal client. And after I went through that training, my business just exploded. It was like, whoa, wow. I mean, like day and night almost. It just, I don't know what it was. I think it was just that I finally tapped into something that really used, I was able to use all of my gifts fully and love the work so much. And it, so really, I mean, I want to say the MS, you know, the diagnosis really, if anything, I just got stronger. You know, I didn't allow it to bring me, to crush me or to, you know, it really brought out kind of a badass in me, you know, like I can do this and I am doing this and no one is going to tell me I can't. And so really that adversity really has caused me to dig deeper into who I am as a woman and a coach. And I'm just, you know, taking one day at a time. It's not, I don't give it a lot of energy. I don't give it a lot of thought and I don't whine about it. I don't talk about it a lot. It's not something that I really think needs a lot of energy in my life. It just is what it is. I have to, you know, eat certain things, do certain things and be careful. But other than that, I'm just, you know, one day at a time. I'm not, you know, settling on any one prediction for the future or anticipating the worst by any means. So I think it's just made me stronger and hopefully that inspires other people, you know, who are out there who are, you know, maybe going through similar or the same thing.
So you mentioned superpowers. This wasn't one of my questions, but if you could have any superpower in the world, what would it be?
Wow. I mean, it's such a, you know, kind of a cliche question, I guess, of a, you know, what if, you know, one of those what if questions. And that's the thing. I think that women really need to realize that we all have superpowers, that we all have our own superpowers, and that discovering what we have within us already is the greatest power that we can ever have. And honestly, I feel like because I know how to help women to do that, I already feel like I'm a superhero. I mean, honestly, I feel like that. I don't need to be able to fly or to be invisible or have super strength because I feel like that, you know, what the universe has given me is a gift. And to know how to help other people, you know, other women rise above their adversity and, you know, find out who they are and where they fit into the world. I mean, that's enough for me, honestly.
Oh, my God. That being said, you want to help other women find their superpowers. Now, is your book about MS or was it previously written to you being diagnosed with MS?
No, I mean, the MS diagnosis, like I said, it really didn't surprise me because I had that scare 4 years ago, and it wasn't something that really was, you know, I wasn't sitting in the ER just bawling my eyes out or anything going, where did this come from? You know, I took it you know, looks at the doctor and I'm like, okay, yeah, what's next? You know, what do I do now? And it wasn't, I think that my life, the way, you know, everything has transpired in how I started being a coach and working with women and writing books and things that, you know, self-development in that industry, I've just taken my life one day at a time and my experiences and my adversity and all of the things that, you know, they all become tools to me. It all becomes just things that I can call up when I need, you know, to talk about it in my writing or when I'm in a coaching session. And I don't regret anything. I'm not angry at the universe or God or anybody for bringing anything into my life. I'm not angry about that. It just becomes a part of who I am, and it helps make me more relatable. And I think these things just, I'm actually, you know, if you really, you know, honestly, what's going on in my brain right now, I've recently started seeding some ideas about a new book, a new anthology. And this is, I'm really just talking about this for the first time. It's very in seed form right now. It's not been planned or developed enough, but I would really like to write something for self-development coaches, for women's coaches, written by women's coaches about that very topic, about, you know, why are so many people, light workers and self-development coaches, sick? You know, why do we all deal with illness to the nth degree, and, you know, chronic illness and pain, chronic pain and life-threatening illnesses? And I'm seeing it more and more. And my mind is so naturally curious that I really want to research this. I really want to dive deeper into this topic and develop and create a book or anthology that really would be as a guide or a help and inspiration for us coaches and people who do serve in this capacity and are dealing with these illnesses and trying to juggle and balance all of this. So kind of one of those things that I really want to explore even more and hopefully, you know, create something that would be of value to the field.
And why do you want to have it? I mean, why do you... Would it be a workbook, or would it be a book with a workbook companion to it? Or why would you like to start this movement?
Well, because I am that person, for one thing, and I have seen and felt the lack in that area of support and just honesty in general in the self-development field. See, here, this is the way it goes most of the time. There are many, many wonderful coaches out there in light workers, and I'm not saying this is true with everybody, but there is kind of a hindrance on the part of many, many people in the field because they feel hindered in being completely honest about their own situations and their own health and their own diagnosis and their own adversity, because it's hard when you have to, you know, you feel broken on one end, you feel broken in your heart and in your emotions because you are dealing with a chronic pain or chronic illness, and then you have committed yourself to serving other people, to hold them up, and to be their strength and to be their, you know, coach, counselor, whatever. And that is a set of challenges all on its own that are far beyond just somebody who is chronically ill and has a regular job, you know, or is a mom or whatever. There are some dynamics to that I believe that coaches and transformational coaches and counselors and mentors, those people would understand what I'm talking about. And I feel like that there needs to be at least I mean, and there may be something out there like that. I don't know. I've never found it. So I'm just, I see a need, and I want to fill it and
yes.
see where it goes.
Well, I understand what you're saying because I teach 2 mornings a week. And
mm-hmm.
so I teaching is sort of like coaching. So I completely
Absolutely.
Understand what
yep.
you are saying. I mean, it's like the chronic illness, the yin-yang, and then we have to get up the next morning and do it again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so, and then we have to put lighter and bushy-tailed on and go walk into that classroom or go walk into that
right.
coaching session as if nothing happened.
Right. And also, you know, with that, it's not an easy task to feel everything that comes with being chronically ill and then have to go into, you know, with a smile on your face and, you know, happiness in your heart and excitement and all the dynamics that it takes to motivate people. That's hard. And that's like, you know, that
yeah.
takes some gifts and some talent that is, you know, extraordinary in my book. And I'm not just tooting my own horn. I'm just saying that it's one thing if you're a coach, but if you are a coach and you have something that is constant in your life that creates an emotional dynamic like that, like chronic illness does or chronic pain, it is, you sacrifice a lot to do that. And so I feel like that these topics really need to be talked about openly by people who are experiencing it. And then maybe this work, this book, will be a inspiration for others who are in the field, you know, who are teachers, coaches, mentors, counselors, therapists, whatever, and then also people who want to be in the field. Because there's another thing that happens when you're sick and – you know, or any adversity. It doesn't even just have to be chronic illness. It could be, you know, say money problems, relationship problems, family issues, an eating disorder. Maybe they're obese. I mean, there's so many different things that can really, you know, prey on your mind and your self-confidence. And what happens if you are in a field where people are looking at you constantly to be support, to be the strength, to be the teacher, mentor, coach, the motivation, the cheerleader, whatever, then you can start to judge yourself. You know, like, well, who am I? Who am I to be able to talk to that person about that if I'm such a mess myself? You know, because chronic illness is not always pretty. You know, it's not pretty. And
oh, no, it's not pretty.
And there's days where, and I'm, you know, being transparent, there's days where I don't even want to get out of bed. I don't even want to take a shower because I feel like crap, you know. And I don't want to look at myself in the mirror. I don't want to get on the computer and be social on social media. I don't want to write. I don't want to do anything because I don't feel good, you know. And in those days, if you let enough of those days happen, then you start to wonder, why am I even doing this? So you see what I'm saying? So there's a lot of self-sabotage that can happen with someone who is in the self-development field and who is dealing with a chronic illness. So, and I'm not just talking about this from my own experience. I have many friends, you know, colleagues in this business who are dealing with the same thing. And I've already talked to several of them about it, and they're very interested in helping me put this project together. So I'm just saying it's, you know, something that I feel is really needed.
Well, I fully support what you're doing, and I fully support your book. And now what, other than, it doesn't have to be a business book, although it can be, what is your favorite book?
My favorite book, I want to say that one of my favorite, all-time favorite books is The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron, I really felt like that book got me really delving more into my own creative authenticity, and it showed me that it's okay to be where you are. And I love how Julia Cameron really focuses on bringing out the grandest version of yourself with creativity. And really, reading that book really changed my life. And there's so many. I mean, gosh, I could list, 100 books probably that, really were catalysts to me. But that one really stands out to this day, really stands out to me. And if anybody who is very creative and wants to, really to dig into life experience in a creative way, that book is absolutely amazing and a must read.
The Artist Way.
The Artist Way by Julia Cameron.
And I'm presuming that all my listeners could find that on Kindle. They could find that on iBook.
Oh, sure.
They could
absolutely
find that everywhere. And
yep.
What was your favorite part of your own writing process?
My writing process?
Yes.
Well, my writing process really has never stopped since I started writing. It's kind of an interesting story. What got me really seriously writing again, I've always been a writer, loved to write since I was a child. But one of the times that I was really sick with a chronic migraine, I was in bed, literally bedridden with pain and on medication. Couldn't even use the computer because it hurt my head so bad to be on the computer. So I got this idea about one day when I was in bed and I started throwing these questions around, what if my headaches had a purpose? I was throwing all these, kind of interesting thoughts around, and I started getting these ideas for a novel. And so my first actual book that I wrote is a crime thriller. It's a fiction novel, okay? And the interesting thing is this was like 8 or 9 years ago, okay, that I started that novel. And, it took me a couple years to finish it. But that thing sat on my hard drive of my computer once I finally got it typed in. It sat on my hard drive for 8 years. And I finally sent that to a publisher, and it's in editing right now. It's getting ready to be published, so. It's so funny that my favorite part of the writing process is just when you're in the zone, when I'm in the zone and I just, whether it's a fiction or nonfiction work, it's just flowing and letting the creativity come out without judging, without critiquing yourself, just letting that first draft come out. And that's one of the things that The Artist's Way really taught me also, was to just let creativity freely flow and not to be too hard on yourself, and just continue to grow.
When is your book supposed to come out?
The novel. My editor has it back from first revisions right now, and it still has to go through proofreading, and we have to fine tune the cover and all of that. But we are hoping that it's going to hit the market before Christmas by the end of the year. So it all depends on whether she thinks that it needs another second pass on editing or not. Otherwise it would be most likely before sometime in December. So that's the target date.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations on being a novelist now.
Yeah, it's funny thing, because after, I published The Butterfly Payoff, and I self-published that in February, and then I was also a part of another women's anthology that was published last October, about a year ago, that went international best-selling status on Amazon. So that was a very cool experience as well. And I have, like I said, I have many other ideas and many more books in there that haven't come out yet. So I'm I'm excited about it, but thank you. It's a real honor to be able to finally publish this, because I know it was a catalyst to me getting back to my writing, getting back to living that dream and pursuing that dream of being a writer. And so this is, I feel like I kind of came full circle with that, and it's quite an honor to be able to bring that to pass at this point. And the book is called Unaware, and like I said, it hopefully will be on the market by the end of the year.
And who is it published by, if you don't mind me asking?
The book, it's going through a company called Book Trope.
So I have, there's so many of Mountain, I don't. That's the first I've heard of that small independent press, and you must be over the moon, because now what message do you hope your novel brings to people?
Well, I mean, in itself, being a crime thriller, I mean, it's far cry from what I do during the day. I mean, I kind of make a joke about it that I kill off fictional characters at night and transform women's lives during the day. I mean, it's kind of funny. It's there's a lot of me in the book, though. There really is. It really is a story of really, you know, the characters really have to come dig deep into themselves. They really have to dig deep for survival and their own authentic gifts and accept those gifts. And so that, you know, that really is a very strong message that, you know, that is in my coaching too. But you know what, honestly, I just want it to be entertaining. This one is just for entertainment. This one is for me personally, yes, it's a triumph. It's a dream come true for me. But as far as the message, you know, there is life messages interwoven throughout the novel. But this one, like I said, this is just a gift. This is like icing on the cake to me. This is just, you know, I want people to enjoy it and have a good read, to have it to be entertaining. And I don't, you know, have any other expectations for it other than that, as I, you know, continue my career in the other area. And I hopefully will continue my career as a novelist as well, because I do have to write the sequel. So it's a must. So.
Yep, you do. And where can people find you?
My primary website right now, I have two websites. One is my primary website that talks about my coaching, and it, you know, really is more in depth about, you know, how to work with me, how to, you know, the products, my books and other products. It is kellyrae.net, KellyRae.net. That is my primary website. And I have my oldest website is womenslifelink.com. And that website primarily has been a hub of self-development information. There's over 750 articles on that website written by mostly myself, but other women also, other contributors, many topics from self-development journey to beauty, fitness, health, just different life challenges. There's so much there. Literally, and it's all free. It's just all free articles. So womenslifelink.com, and that one, you know, it kind of just stands there and it's evergreen. It just is a lot of really good information. And, you know, please visit. I would love to, you know, have some new readers and, you know, have them comment on some of the articles. And that one is also always, I'm always looking for new contributors for Women's Life Link as well, for people, new bloggers, new people to come on board and share their perspective, share their stories.
Exactly.
And I have a couple Facebook groups as well, but those are, you can find me on Facebook. My personal page is Kelly R. Stone, and I have a closed group called Get Rebellious with Kelly Ray, and you can find both of those on Facebook.
Wow. You're a woman of many hats, and I appreciate you coming on Women of Wisdom and sharing your wisdom and being open and honest about your MS and being open and honest about your new book and being open and honest about empowering women.
Thank you. I'm very
thank
honored
you.
To have had this time. So thank you very much for inviting me.
Thank you. And you guys, I appreciate every single little women empowerment out there who supports women of wisdom. Every single listener, every single archive listener, every single person who wants this to keep going, and I will keep it going. And you can find me at the bottom of this show link. It's wincharles.wick.com/wincharles, wincharles.wick/wincharles. And you can, I'll just Google my name, and you can find more information about me and about my book and about this podcast and all that good stuff. And I appreciate another fabulous episode of Women of Wisdom, and I hope you guys tune back in. Bye.